everyone. This is Lydia. She is an incredibly successful Twitch streamer. She's getting shy. She has a total of 420,000 followers on Twitch. More than 420. More than 420. 426,000 followers on Twitch. 825,000 on YouTube. 791,000 on Instagram. Okay, easily one of the top female streamers on Twitch. Very, very successful. And I am here to ask her what makes her such a girl boss. Because these stats are amazing. I'm gassing her up. She's flushing. She's so shy. She's blushing. She's turning red right now.
Not me.
Oh my goodness. I know. I can't take compliments either. But oh my god, you get so giggly. Okay, one thing I noticed about you is that actually this inspired me to be a happier person. I know, like, you inspired me to be a happier person because whenever I see you, you're always so happy, always so giddy, always so, like, just full of light and energy. And when I met her in real life, she's exactly the same, exactly the giddy, like, just so.
Nah, wholesome. I'm not. She's lying. I believe her.
No, she is. She is, like, literally a light of sunshine. And I have to ask you, like, do you just wake up out of bed with birds singing in your ears? Like, do you ever have an off day? And if you do have an off day, like, how do you stay so happy?
Okay, my off day, well, I don't have caffeine, okay? But my off day is every single day. The day after I have caffeine, okay? Caffeine gives me such a high, okay? And then I have caffeine come downs. So it's like every day I'm like, life, you know, life is pain, life is suffering.
No way.
I'm like, oh, I had caffeine yesterday. Yeah, it's like a trap. I've like stressed it about myself now.
Yes, no, I have the same thing where you drink caffeine and then I get a lot of, okay, I get a lot of bad shits and I also get anxiety. I get anxiety and then I do feel the caffeine crash. And like, are you just naturally happy? Like, do you like when you have like an off day, do you do a set of things that gets you back to being like, you know, happy? Because I don't think I've ever seen you unhappy on stream.
You should have seen me yesterday. Really? I died to gravity in Elden Ring about 40 times in a row for about an hour. If you watched that VOD, I was unhappy.
Oh my god.
What do I do to be happy? Okay. I feel like, okay, to be fair, I did not have a family that like dealt with like, if I complained, they would be like, no. Like, really? My grandparents, they all had crazy childhoods. Yeah. And my parents, they had like very strict childhoods as well. So like whenever I complained, I feel like I came from a very privileged position of like, be grateful.
You know what I mean? Oh my god, love that.
Like, I feel like it's just that. I don't know. Like every time
agree.
I'm like,
yeah.
Like I was saying the other day, three out of my four grandparents, like, they, like, didn't have families and, like, some stuff happened to their families and stuff when they were, like, kids. And then, like, they had, like, really rough childhoods. And every time, like, stuff bad happens, I, like, imagine telling my grandparents that I'm, like, annoyed because, I don't know, someone said I had a pick-me voice. Bro, by the way, okay, can I just rant?
Yes, go ahead.
I got a TikTok comment, Miko, with over 300 likes saying I had a pick-me voice.
What is a pick me voice?
I don't know. But it made me, I don't know.
What is but that? What even is that?
I don't know.
Maybe it's a compliment.
It's not a compliment.
It's not a compliment?
Like, yeah. Is it big?
Well, you know, I think you have a lovely voice. Maybe. Okay, one thing though, your voice is crystal clear. Like, your microphone, I have the SM, the Shure SM, the same microphone. You know what's funny? You know how I asked you? Because I was like, dude, your voice is so crystal clear. What microphone do you use? And you're like, sure, SMB. And I'm like, wait a minute. I have that hidden somewhere. I got gifted this a long time ago, and I've been just using my Yeti mic.
Okay, well, can you hear yourself in the mic? Like, can you hear yourself speak?
No.
Okay, you gotta turn on hearing yourself. Trust me, it's a game changer, okay? Like, I sound so different when I don't hear myself because I feel like I sound so, like, squealy. You know what I mean? I turn on hearing myself, okay? And I speak really close to the mic, okay? So close. You can see all the lipstick on the mic.
That is such genius.
It takes getting used to.
Yeah.
But I feel like my voice is, like, less annoying because I can, like, hear it.
That makes sense, because if I'm, oh my god, that means I can't scream into the mic anymore, because then I would hear
the scream into the mic. I just, like, auto adjust my scream, you know what I'm saying? You do it, like, automatically.
Oh, that actually makes so much sense. That is so smart. How did this is what I'm talking about. She is so smart. Like, she is brilliant.
Bro, you made that, like, a whole Miko vest. Okay. You're saying
Girl, I don't know. Can you relate to this a little bit? Like, where you feel like you're really, really smart on one aspect, but your brain dead another? Like, I feel like that about myself. I am so brain dead in certain things. And then on certain things, I'm like,
bro, I'm like stupid capable. I'm so brain dead in everything that, like, not everything, but, like, pain. I end the sentence there.
Oh,
I'm so brain dead on everything that, like, shows you're smart. Do you know what I mean? So if I have a conversation with someone, they will walk away thinking that I'm dumb. It's like what I did for A level maths, further maths, chemistry, biology. Bro, those are the most useless subjects for acting like you're smart, because you're not gonna have a conversation about maths, you know what I mean? Like, why didn't I do, like, English, geography, history? I'd seem so smart. Economics, I'd seem so smart.
You know what? Honestly, geography is so, American education with geography is so bad that I would be surprised, Leah. I'd be surprised if you were bad at geography. Okay, when you change, I have to change. All right. Okay, there we go.
I just got a TTS this. Saying Miko split her whole screen for you and you just stuck her in a corner. So I didn't realize. So I'm moving myself. Okay, oh, this should be better. God. You're better.
Oh, I love that. You know what? Yeah, why am I just stuck in the corner? Why'd you do that to me? I feel so small. I feel so small in the corner.
Okay. I bet you're better than geography than me.
Okay, I thought Wales was another country. No. Wait. No, what is it?
Is.
No, I thought Wales was a city. Sorry. I thought Wales was a city inside England. I also thought Scotland and Ireland were not UK.
To be fair, like, I feel like a lot of people in UK don't even know that kind of stuff.
Really?
No, but yeah, like, I'm not expecting you to know, like, UK lore. You know what I mean?
That's true. UK lore is kind of, that's a long-winded history. You guys have, like, 800,000 years of history and a lot of family drama, a lot of incest.
Yeah, we made America.
Okay, shut up. Okay, we're not going. Yeah. Okay, we're not going there.
Yeah, okay. Did you guys, or yeah,
you know what, we're getting a little off topic here. Let's go back to the podcast main question.
Right, no more rage bait. Got it.
So can you tell me about your journey to becoming a content creator? Like, what made you want to become a Twitch streamer? By the way, one thing I noticed about you too is that it seems like you absolutely love Twitch streaming.
Bro, I mean, yeah, like, it's kind of the best job in the whole world. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just love so that. Great.
It's like I know I'm gonna look back when I'm 40 and I'm gonna like I'm gonna be like, wow, I wish I was like doing that again. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
Okay. I think that is literally, like you said, great gratitude. That is literally the source of your happiness. Why you're so happy on stream is because you genuinely love streaming. And you don't think of it as a grind, right?
No. Like yeah. Okay, I have this like delusional thing in my mind. like I could like move, like I could just like live in a tent. You know what I mean? Like I could live in a tent and I could like fish and I could like, you know what I mean? Like I have this feeling in my mind where like, or I could like go to Romania and buy a hut for like 2K and like live off the land. So I feel like I don't need to do it. So then I'm doing it for fun. You know what I mean? Like if I didn't like it, I wouldn't do it. But like, it would be hard to not like it because I do what I want to do. You know what I mean?
I love that. I love that. No, that makes a lot of sense. And you live very humbly. Like one thing I noticed. No, you do. Like
Everyone says that. It's like everyone I was talking to at TwitchCon that I was like, yeah, I stayed in a motel. They were like, why are you staying in a motel? I was like, bro. I don't know.
I do think you should probably get a safer place for yourself. I do think so. But I do notice like you don't like to spend money and you liked it. One of the things that you told me that actually it stuck with me and it was such a good lesson, honestly, was that you don't want to spend and live like lavishly because you're like, what if it goes away? And then you
get used to it. And it like will go away. Like obviously it's like I want to have a big family. I want to have like 5 kids. It's like
me too. Yeah, me too. I want to have a lot of kids.
Like I'm funding my children now. You know what I mean? Like I doubt when I'm like having children I'm going to be able to like make money. So it's like then we can grow to a hut in Romania.
I love this. It's very smart. It's literally I also like relate to this because ever since I was younger I wanted to be a mom. I wanted to have a lot of children and I felt like that was my purpose. And so everything that I do is like for me to have a lot of kids.
I'm carrying your children for you, right?
That's true. We're getting married. Oh my God. Wait a minute. If two women get married.
Listen.
If two women get married, does that mean we can have like 10 children because we can like double it up?
Oh, 10 children. Ooh. Giving birth to 10. Well, they say it gets easier after the first few, right?
You get a little stretched out, you know? After, you know, the fifth one, they just slide out of there because it's just so stretchy. Oh, boy. Yeah, I think this is kind of gross. All right.
Let's have 5 fast. Let's have 5 and see how it goes.
Yeah, let's just have 5 and see how it goes. So back to, I keep getting like sidetracked with so many like different things. But like, what made you want to become a Twitch streamer? Like, how did you start?
Bro, I didn't. I didn't know a thing about, I didn't know a single thing. okay, so I was like a very big nerd in school. Like, very big nerd. And I wanted to be a scientist, which like all my friends are in like medicine. So we were like obsessed with biology, right?
Yeah.
Medicine, neuroscience, marine biology are like my 3 best friends. Yeah. And I was going to go to biomed. And I wanted to go to Oxford. Didn't get into Oxford. Crashed out. Because my whole like my family kind of assumed that I would get in, you know, like every like summer we would like go to Oxford and my parents would be like, this is where you're going. And I'd be like, this is where I'm going. Which is like, you probably shouldn't do that to a kid, you know?
Yeah.
And then didn't get into Oxford, but I got into Imperial, which is like, it's like top 7 in the world. So it's like,
oh my God, like, yes.
It's like known for like the place that like the Oxford rejects go, right? Yeah. But like, you know, it's a really good university, but it's like, but I was like, oh, I didn't get in. I was a bit like bummed that I didn't get in. I was like, should I take a gap year and reapply? Like, you know, I just graduated A-levels and I went to Bali with some of my friends. Oh my gosh. So I was with some of my friends, right?
Yeah.
And I like crashed out this lunchtime. And I was like, stupid societal expectations. Like saying that we need to go to like one of the best universities, like for what? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we could literally just go to an island in Bali, like just complete crash out. I think because like my teacher said my homework was bad or something. I had just had a crash out at lunchtime.
Yeah.
I was like, F this.
Mental breakdown.
We could just go to Bali.
Yeah.
It was like the day after I got rejected. And they were like, yeah, like we could go for the summer. You know what I mean? So I was like, yeah. And we were selling like clothes. We were selling clothes at the time, like from China, and selling them on Depop. And we were like making like decent money. Like,
okay.
I think we made like 2K in like a month, which, you know, for like school kids, that's like,
yeah, that's like, a lot.
GGs. That's no bills to pay, GGs, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, we could like survive, like we could live in Bali because for like a villa, it was like £600, yeah, like a big villa.
And
I was
like, I'm moving to Bali, gosh, for the now. Month.
Well, yeah. Okay, apparently Bali is like, okay, sorry, I'm yapping.
It's okay, it's so, okay, so, go ahead.
So we went for the summer to Bali. Yeah. And as we got there, the lockdowns like tightened because it was like at the end of COVID.
Yeah.
And so as we got there, we had to stay like quarantined 8 days in Jakarta, which was like, bro. So you couldn't leave your hotel room for 8 days.
Oh no, you were stuck.
It was like, imagine not being able to leave the room for 8 days. It was like, but anyway, we had to like sign these forms saying we're not gonna like import. Basically, moral of the story, we couldn't do it. So we got to Bali. My mum, who I was living with at the time, like did not want me going. She like burned my passport, like did all the stuff. So I had to really didn't want me going. So I had to like go up to Plymouth and like get a new passport or whatever, like 2 days before I got on the flight. So that was like the last proper communication I had with that. And so we got to Bali. I was like, well, I have to make this work because my mom really didn't want me doing this because she wanted me to like go to university. And I was like, because I was going to take a gap year. And you know the reasoning why my parents wanted me to go to university so bad? Because they were like, well, it's one more year in the workforce. I don't know. That just like, that's like the most depressing thing ever to me.
Yeah.
That's one more year in the workforce. So we were in Bali. I was like, okay, I have to make this work. And we couldn't do the business. So I was like, oh, well.
And it's
like, I can't go home and like prove to my parents that they were right. Like, I can't do that. Like, it's actually not an option. So I was like, bro, what do I do? Like, actually, what do I do? I'm so stuck. But I we couldn't even afford the flights home.
And oh,
we
were my like, God.
Actually, like, stuck.
Yeah.
To get into Bali, you need like proof of flights to leave. It's confusing. Anyway.
Yeah.
But we couldn't afford to leave. So what do I do? And so I just went live. And then I've been going live ever since. But like I hate saying that because it sounds like I started streaming for money, and I really didn't, because like I said, like I really, really don't care about money.
Yeah.
But we did need to get home.
And yeah.
Do you know a streamer called Berticus?
Yes, yeah.
So she was like the first streamer that like I ever like saw.
Oh.
Or like actually started watching on Twitch. And she had like, I remember she posted a picture of her setup on Instagram. And at the time I was streaming from my phone.
Yeah.
Like just like outside, just like just chatting.
Yeah.
And she had like a cool PC setup and everything. I was like, bro, like that's what I want in my life. Like I want to be like that.
Yeah.
I want to like go home back to England because I like saved up like, I don't know, like 1K. Like I've been streaming for like a month. I saved up like 1K to get home and like get this setup. And then I didn't have anywhere to come home to. Like I couldn't stay with my parents or anything. So before my friend went to university, she was like, okay, you can stay with my parents.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, like, I couldn't stream from the house because I was streaming late at night and I was trying to stream Bali hours. So I was, like, starting stream at, like, 7 p.m. and then going until, like, 5 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, my God.
And I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
From, like, because, like, her parents have to sleep and that's, like, rude.
Right,
and, like,
right.
Guest and, you know what I mean? But, like, I couldn't afford, like, rent. So I had to rent this, like, tiny office. And I didn't have a car or anything. So it was 2.5 miles away. So what, like 3 kilometers away. So I had to run 3 kilometers there.
Oh my God.
7 a.m. stream through the night and then run 3 kilometers back. So like you ask why I'm happy, bro, because now I just get out of bed and go live. Like life is on easy mode.
Bro, girl, your story is, it's so funny. It's so interesting. You know those stories in like, in African Olympics people, Olympians, and how they had to run to get to, you know, to go to the gym or run like 10 miles.
Basically, you were like an African Olympian. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's like incredible dedication. That is insane. That is absolutely insane. And like, okay, so I want to actually ask you about your setup, because girl, you have, I can, I like, you have the best setup. No, seriously, visually you have the best setup I've ever seen on Twitch. And like, I want to know what your setup looks like.
Me, Kurt. Okay. Do you know how many DMs, okay, I have got from girls asking what my setup is? Okay. I am a girl's girl. Okay. I am not the kind of person to gatekeep my setup.
Yeah.
I feel like there is a reason. I have told every single one of them what my setup is, and not a single person has copied me. That is for good reason.
Wait. What is your setup?
When I say it's scuffed. Okay. So I have a camera. It's really difficult for me to find accommodation because I want to be like semi near to my family, so I got to be like semi near London. Yeah. But then at the same time, I have to have an 8 meter long room, which is, it's a really long room basically. Like the average like, you know, main room in a flat is probably about 4 meters. Yeah. I have to have an 8 meter long room for my setup. So my camera is one side. I have my living room.
Yeah.
And then I have like a dining room table, and then I have my desk. My kitchen.
Wait, are you telling me that your camera is literally on the other side?
It's like 4 meters away from me.
Wait, what's 4 meters in feet? What is that?
It's like 10 foot away from me.
10?
So I have my desk like ages away.
And you do this because you can do the Zoom cam, right?
Well, I can do the Zoom cam, but I mainly do it because I get so many compliments on my setup.
Well, I mean that's it's the thing.
I mainly do it for the glaze.
Well, I mean it's the thing where you put the camera far away so that you could zoom in on yourself so that you can get that nice focal range, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love photography. I feel like I've learned a lot about photography. Like my Instagram, I do photography. Well, some things are like by photographers, and then some things like I did. But like, I don't know. I feel like I've learned a lot. I really like cameras.
I can also see like the, you know, you do the lighting as well. I mean, that is photography, right? All the lighting and making it look pretty and stuff.
Mikor, I love how you like notice these things. I really appreciate it because that's what I've like invested a lot of time into, you know what I mean? like it takes a long time to learn this stuff. Like the amount of girls I've watched on TikTok, and I've zoomed in on their eyes and like seen where like their light placements, and then I've like scrolled through like every piece of content they've had to find like one frame of their camera and like one like mirror image of their camera. Bro, I've spent years on this. Yeah.
Oh my god, I am actually so impressed. You literally zoomed in on their eyes to figure out the light placement.
Oh my gosh, yes.
That is so impressive.
Thank you.
Lydia, you're so detail-oriented.
Yeah, I'm a perfectionist, but I feel like that doesn't always help as well, because then like sometimes I don't want to go live because something like isn't perfect, you know what I mean? And then I spend like the whole day like fixing the setup slightly. And then I'm like, oh, sorry, I can't stream today. I'm like still fixing the setup. And I feel like people don't believe me, but like, oh, I am.
Oh, my God. So you do the whole setup yourself.
Yeah.
Girl, I one thing I've noticed about your setup is like not just the background and how you have all the hardware set up. It's like your overlays are perfect. You know, on intros, you got different intro videos. Like, do you make all those yourself too?
The intro videos are my community. They're amazing. They make a lot of art. So
amazing.
They make the starting scene screens. Bro, you can't say my like overlays, that's so scummy.
No, they look great. They I mean, look, listen, they're simple. You don't have to go too fancy with overlays, you know, but they're all so simple. And then when you switch cameras, they're all flawless. So you take, how much time do you take on your setup? Do you change it before stream or like every stream, or do you have a setup that works and then you just reuse that all the time?
Well, I mean, like I've experimented with a lot of stuff. So it's like I have like tape on each one of my lights. So it's like if anything gets bashed, I've taken pictures of like every angle. So it's like if anything ever changes, like I'm like proper like,
oh my gosh.
If I like slightly touch my light, I'm like, but yeah.
Oh my God. So how many hours did you spend with your setup? Is it during your off days, you're just fixing up your setup? Like why did you prepare for all this? It sounds like a lot of time.
Oh, I don't know. It just happens gradually. You know what I mean? It's like, how long did you spend like putting makeup on?
Some days, not like today, but then it's like
how many hours? It's like when I look goofy, I just try and be like, how do I not look goofy? You know what I mean? Yeah.
What is your like day to day? What time do you wake up? When do you get ready?
10 a.m. Okay. Yeah. Nico, this is my routine. Okay. I wake up in the morning. My Amazon wakes me up. Okay. Alexa.
Oh, okay. Alexa.
She's right there. My Amazon Alexa wakes me up to hardcore funk music. Do you know what funk music is? Bro.
I think I do. So you're pumped up.
So I'm pumped up. Okay, she wakes me up to hardcore funk music. But the funk music's playing for like 4 hours. Yeah. It's playing through my whole morning routine, right?
Yeah.
So I get out of bed. Okay, I make my bed. I open the curtains. I write in my diary. I write in my diary, which chat will never see. I used to do planks. But, pulled a muscle in my back, so had to ditch that. I go for a run. I put my makeup on. I shower. I meant I shower.
Yes, every shower.
Forgot about that.
Shower. After exercising, shower.
I shower. I put my makeup on. I go to like a cafe. I do admin stuff, like answer emails and get food. I get a lot of blueberries. You know, you said I was frugal. I have a blueberry addiction. I spend about £12 a day on blueberries. Okay. So that's
okay.
The people at the supermarket don't think I'm frugal.
Oh my God, I love this though. I keep going. I love that you go to a cafe to do all your admin work. That's awesome. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I really like routine, you know? It's like some people can't eat the same thing every day. I'm like, I literally got mercury poisoning because I only ate tuna. You know, I'm one of those people. So
that's impressive. So you do your admin work at the cafe, and then what happens? How long does that take?
So I'm normally ready at like, I'm normally showered by like, I'm like ready by like midday, and then I do through four and a half hours of admin, but it's normally like meetings and stuff as well.
Yeah.
And then at 4:30, I walk back and then I go live. I'm always late, but.
But okay, when do you have time to plan your content ideas and stuff?
It doesn't take very long.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really have any, like, thinking of content ideas time. I normally just, like, think of it on the spot.
Really?
Well, to be fair, I'm always, like, an hour late to stream. So it's actually probably that time. I don't allocate any time to it. And then I say I'm going to go live at 5 p.m. every day, and I go live at 6 p.m. So that's actually the time that I do it.
Oh, I see. So you literally, during that 1 hour before stream, you get your content idea, and then you just set it all up before you stream. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. I feel like you have the best. I feel like you have such creative ideas though. Like the other day I saw you do I answer chat questions, otherwise I get shocked. That is such a fun idea. Like came up with that on the spot.
Oh my gosh, the glaze, Mika.
No, seriously.
Well, okay, you know, I find it really weird when people like call me creative, because I've never thought about it. It's like I feel like people, it's like when I was at school, I was like a science and math person. I was like, you know, like people did not think of me as creative. I did not think of myself as creative. And then like now, I don't know, you just like do what you gotta do. I feel like most people, if they like they would probably be better than me. I don't know. No, I don't think of myself as a creative person. Yeah. I really don't.
Well, you are creative. You are creative. I love your ideas on stream. It's amazing. It's really inspiring. But don't you have to get the shot color and stuff? Like, don't you have to prepare somewhat for this stuff?
Yeah, so I have like a big spreadsheet of everything I'm doing for the next month. And then, well, okay, to be fair though, like I do skip days and then things get muddled. But you know, I can be organized. So I know like a month in advance roughly what I want to do. Oh, so what? Like Amazon's next day, you know, so it's not like that difficult.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you have a month, you have a spreadsheet of your content ideas for the whole month.
Yeah, and then ditch days just, you know, add to the month.
Right. Right. Dude, that's real. I mean, that's impressive. So do you have,
you like, have way cooler ideas than me.
I'm a mess. I'm an absolute mess. Like, one of the reasons that I want to grow and learn for myself is, like, organization. Because I am a perfectionist in a certain aspect, but not in the way that it actually matters. So I'm trying to be a perfectionist in a way that it actually matters, like the visuals and what people actually see.
What do you mean, like you're a perfectionist, but not in the ways that matter?
So, for example, like I'll spend hours fixing up code on something that no one's going to see, or like it actually doesn't matter.
But you need to do that. Because
and that code never ends up on Twitch, on stream. I never end up even using it. And that all has to do with this organization. Like, I'm not organized enough to understand, like, this is what's actually going to be on stream. So I don't have to work on that. But I also, like, I think also I have trouble with focus because I have another company. I'm building an app. I'm doing Twitch. I'm trying to get into long-form YouTube content. There's just too many things that I have to...
Focus on multiple platforms at once...
Yeah,
this is gonna be the cringest thing I've ever said in my entire life. Please brace yourself. You know, I was watching Logan Paul. You know, back in the day, I was a Lou ganger.
Stop! No!
One of the wisest words that Logan Paul has ever said to me was, "I've never seen a content creator successfully, like, actually main multiple platforms at once. It's very difficult, and you normally end up doing them less." And I'm like, Logan, you know, the older I get, the more that you are right, bro.
Stop it. Stop. Lydia, no. Oh, God. But,
Logan Paul?
Speaking of, though, is that like, I have a couple of questions. Let's wrap up this one and then we can jump into the multiple platform question. So you must have like one day where you sit down and write all your content, right?
Every day. Okay. I normally find this stuff boring, so I don't normally talk about it. But like, this is my like in the cafe routine. Okay.
Yeah.
So I have like time slots for like everything I do. So it's like stuff I have to do at home before I leave. I take my Omega. I take my supplements. I write down my title. I write down my going live notification. I walk to the cafe. I need to get my fruit. I need to get my ready meals. I need to get my eggs. I need to get my my juice if I have a sugar crash during stream. Yeah. I answer Discord DMs and then sponsor servers and then Gmail. And then I have like a reminders app that I answer. And then I do my to-do list urgent. And then I do have a little bit for planned streams. And then announce upcoming streams if needed. And then I'm like, what am I excited for? Which I really feel like is very important to always have something that you're excited for, because it's like it makes you do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I have what am I excited for? VOD review stream, find videos to watch on stream, find things to talk about, post picture to Twitter and Instagram, if I have time, do non-urgent to-do list and suggestions, post any new videos, stream ideas. Can't do that at the moment because I do not own my YouTube channel anyway. And then, do I need to buy anything? And then I go to the shops and buy anything. And that's what I do in the cafe. So it's like, I can't miss any steps because I'm like, very like OCD. When I say I like routine, I like routine.
I love that. I love that though. That actually, I have ADHD, like severe ADHD. And I've been trying to be very strict on my routine because that's the only thing that helps. And hearing from a content creator that I honestly, you inspire me a lot. Honestly, like these are the things that really will just help me organize my life. And I think this will help a lot of people, a lot of girls, a lot of boys that want to get into content creation. Like, this is what it takes to become a successful content creator. It's routine and being very strict to it. Okay, actually, this leads to the second question, which is your multiple platforms. Can I just, yeah, really quick? Yes, please, go ahead.
I feel like I'm very, very lucky in life that, like, I feel like I know how to do this semi-well because both of my parents were self-employed, like, most of my life. Yeah. So, I feel like content creation is probably for you a lot as well and stuff. If, like, you, it's like I was the kind of kid, I would get homework and I'd go home and I'd do it because, like, you know what I mean? Because it's like you have to hold yourself to stuff because you don't need to do anything. Like, you don't need to do anything. And I feel like my parents, both being self-employed most of my life, kind of taught me how to do it because you don't actually have deadlines.
Yeah.
You gotta, like, make them yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm acting like I have some corporate job. It's crazy. I'm literally just going and play games.
No, you are very disciplined. You're very disciplined. It's you need to be. When you're self-employed, you have to be super disciplined. Otherwise, you know, if you, like, you are the center of your business, right? And if you yourself is disorganized, everything else will fall apart, you know? So you yourself, the core, have to be super strict and disciplined. Your other platforms, you've got, you know, your YouTube, you got your Instagram, you got your TikTok. First, you say you don't own your YouTube channel. Okay, before we get into that, because that's a question, but I want to go back to the whole Logan Paul thing where he said focus on your platform. Anybody that focuses on multiple platforms, like, you'll just do worse in other platforms, right? So, like, how do you have multiple platforms and do well while focusing on one platform?
Okay, so I don't.
Okay.
I really, really, really don't. So what had happened is back in the day, like 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
I was trying to, like, you know, make my YouTube channel and stuff at the same time as my Twitch.
Yeah.
And I'd get very overwhelmed because you know, when you have one focus, it's like my sole focus is Twitch.
Yeah.
It makes life so much more easy.
Yes.
And so I just couldn't do it. And there was this guy who reached out to me on email, which is just crazy now because it's like being bigger. It's like, yeah, you obviously have a lot of people reach out and be like, hey, let me be your manager. And like, but like at the time I was like quite small. So I was like, YOLO. So this guy reached out to me from Germany. And he was like, hey, like, I see you struggling with your content creation.
Yeah.
I want to make a reaction like channel with you.
Yeah.
It will be I will pay you 50% of the revenue, but I will own the accounts. And at the time, it didn't seem deep because like it was like nothing, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, we started doing that. It went nowhere. Obviously, you kept all the profits, whatever. I didn't care. Like, I wasn't doing it for the money. And then I was like, hey, a lot of girls are doing TTS videos. Why don't we try to do some TTS videos? Because a lot of people are doing that. So, so we started doing that and it blew up. Like, like it did for all the TTS girls, right?
Yeah,
it blew
up.
It wasn't my idea. Like creds to, I think it was Nolopia. Nolopia was the first person to ever do it. So shout out to her. She's amazing. But, the TTS were, I was very late to the train, but, they did well. We got lots of followers and we were like, I was like, pog. But like, you know, the channel wasn't profitable because he was paying editors a lot or whatever. So I never got anywhere. I mean, obviously I lost a lot of money from it because like I took a lot of time and I didn't actually see any profit, but like, I didn't really care.
Yeah.
But I wasn't comfortable. He kept on asking me to do stuff that I didn't really want to do.
Oh, no.
And I would say that to like, obviously people in my life and they were like, you need to say no more. You need to say no. And I kind of was saying no, but I wasn't saying no enough. And then one day I put my foot down and I was like, this was like a month ago. And I was like, stop posting these videos. I don't like it. Like the ones that I really regretted doing from like 2 years ago. And like, I'm not going to do more stuff like that. Like, it's not my brand. It's not helping me. I'm not getting any money from this. And I just don't like it.
Yeah.
And he was like, F this. I'm not working for you anymore, which is fine. But you have to pay like an ungodly amount of money to get the channels. And So moral of the story, yeah. If you are a content creator, like, I know it sounds so stupid. Like, I understand it sounds so stupid. And you'd be like, obviously. But when you're invested solely in one social media and you don't really care about the others and you don't think the others are going to get big, still just plan for them to get big. Okay. At the time, yeah. I was like, I don't care if he owns it because it's just bringing me people. Yeah. To Twitch. Yeah. And I don't care. I'm not doing it for the money, so it doesn't, I don't care. And it, like, yeah. I did not think it was actually going to get big. But then obviously he started TikTok. So it was TikTok, Facebook, YouTube. I got my Instagram, heh, because I had the password, heh. But my other three platforms, they're like GG gone.
Wait, do you have contacts to YouTube that can get it back for you? Because it is you.
So I was talking to a lawyer, and lawyers are so expensive, and I have a lot of stuff going on with lawyers at the moment, so
yeah.
I'm figuring something out, but more of the story, just have, like it is pretty impossible to grow on all platforms with no help. The only reason I was able to do it is because I had someone working completely on those other platforms for me.
But
like, I feel like, never feel bad about yourself. If you look at other people, like, obviously I look at Kai Cenat and I'm like, bro, doing what he's doing. Bro, he's doing what he's doing because he has so many people working for him. You know what I mean? Like, so I can't compare myself to really big people. You know?
I mean, you're huge. You're huge. You're so, oh my God, you're so big. You're so, like, but I do agree. Like, I guess the moral of the story is hire, or when you're first starting out, though, you don't have that money, right? So you're gonna have to have, I guess, somebody that is willing to work on the platforms with you, and you do kind of like a split, right? Would you say that's probably a good way to, and that part, that's a good,
like,
incentive,
a money
as well.
Split. You should do a money split. You should not do an ownership split.
No matter what you do,
well, obviously I don't 100% ownership to him, but always own all your stuff, because otherwise there's going to be conflict. He had a different vision where he wanted me to go.
Yeah.
And I've had people like that before. Like, he's just a guy on the internet, like, she's probably just gonna do OnlyFans in the future anyway, so I might as well just, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like that was kind of his, where he was coming from. So he had a vision in his own mind of where I was going. So he was putting out, like he was wanting me to do stuff accordingly, you know?
No, that's not good. So so when you get a manager, incentivized through money splits, like 50-50, but definitely not ownership. Make sure I'm guessing contracts. Make sure there's contracts.
I had a contract.
Huh?
Bro, I would beg him on the daily for contracts. I'd be like, can I just have like some form of a contract? He was like, I'll figure it out. Because obviously he lived in Germany, so it's like different country, like, make things a lot more confusing.
Yeah.
3 years, or like 2.5 years, I was asking for a contract and I never got one.
But you know what, though? Without a contract, he doesn't really have a say in your stuff.
True.
It goes both ways, you know? So, you know, so... F him, right?
Calling up YouTube. Hey, can I have my accounts back, please? There was never a contract.
I mean, listen, do you have contacts to YouTube?
No, because he owns the account, so he will have the contacts.
Okay, well, I have contacts to YouTube, so let's just talk after stream. Maybe I can do something for you. Okay, well, let's talk. Okay, so we'll just talk after stream. I don't have direct contacts, but I have gotten trouble on YouTube multiple times and had my channel demonetized and stuff. And so I have somebody that helps me with all that stuff. So, we'll DM after stream.
Thank you, Miko. Just putting in a little word, just like, I honestly feel like they're gone at this point. Like, it doesn't matter if nothing comes of it, but,
they will come back. No, it's yours. It's literally yours.
But moral of the story, if you're a newbie, or if you're not a newbie or whatever, it's like, I feel like it's so easy to look at people on the internet and be like, oh my gosh, it's so like free. Bro, I feel like you have to spend a lot of money to get big.
Yeah.
Kai Cenat, bro, Mr. Beast, bro, I feel like they're spending like nearly all of what they're earning. And you can't just be like new to this and be like, why am I not doing all the stuff that Kai Cenat is doing? Because Kai Cenat probably spends $5 million a month on being able to like and having the people to do that stuff. So don't compare yourself to other people.
No, it's true. Like, you have to start small and then build. Like, if you can get just one other person to help you manage your stream, then you're winning. And then from there, you scale up as you grow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't expect to... don't compare to really successful content creators who are, like, spending millions of dollars, you know, with their production.
I want to make a Mr. Beast video.
I know. We all do, right? We all want to make a Mr. Beast video. We all want to spend... Yeah, we all want to, like, rent out a, you know, I don't know, freaking jet or something and do videos. Like,
Miko, would you want to do a, would you want to do a most expensive marriage video with me?
Oh, who's going to pay for that, though? Who's going to pay for that?
You know what? Say yes and I'll find a way.
Okay, I'll say yes. I'm going to say yes.
good.
But you know, you make a good point because a lot of times, even I do this where I'm like, oh my God, look at what all these big streamers are doing. They're doing all these events. Like, why can't I do that? And it's like, no, bitch, you don't have the money to do that shit. At least not yet. You gotta start small. Be really good. Be the best that you can be with what you have, right? And then scale out from there.
It's like even like dumb stuff. It's like dumb stuff. Like, for example, okay, so you take a flight, okay?
Yeah.
And like, you know, like every average, like, okay, not even like every average person. We are the most privileged people in the whole world, right? I feel like if we took a flight to a different continent, okay?
Yeah.
Like, that's being insanely privileged.
Yes.
But like, you know, I don't know about you, but obviously I'm going to take some stopovers and it's probably going to be a 20-hour flight. I'm not going to compare myself to like someone on 30K viewers that streams the next day who flew like first class. Do you know what I mean? It's like, because they flew first class. They probably slept on the flight. They're going to feel better. So then they're going to stream the next day. Like, I feel like, what is it? Comparison is the root of all evil.
Yeah. No, I agree. And it makes you forget about the things that you have, right? The things that you can be grateful for. And because we do have a lot, right? Each one of us, everyone has something that they can be super grateful for. And that... just having that mentality will make you happier to produce the things, and then it's all happiness grateful cycle, you know.
No, I agree. I strong agree.
So what do you think was the biggest factor to you becoming successful? Because I saw your Twitch tracker and
I'm three. I'm successful, question mark, Mr. Beast.
You are so successful. Like, I see you just growing. Are you consistent? Like, what is your stream schedule? You say that you're an hour late.
Am I consistent?
What is your consistency like?
I would say I have a 70% consistency.
70% consistency. What is your schedule?
3 in every 10 dodge days. Okay. Well, I find some... Okay. Well, okay,
yeah. Yeah.
My schedule is every day 5 p.m., 3 p.m. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is nice.
Wait,
because
every day? You stream every single day?
So that's what I mean. So I feel like, for me personally, I've found if you tell people you stream every day and then have, say, 2 ditch days a week, that works much better for me than saying I stream 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And because it's like, then I have days off that I don't need. If I take a day off when I feel tired, if I take a day off when I need to take a day off, I feel like that works so much better.
Oh,
and it also means that people will check every day. Like people, it just makes things so much simpler for everyone. You know what I mean? Like, I feel a lot less guilty, and I feel very guilty when I take days off because I say every day and then I don't do every day. But for me personally, it works so much better than having set days off.
I just
do it when I need it.
Gotcha. Okay, and you try to do 2 days off a week, right?
Well, I literally, it's so RNG. Like, some days I'll stream every day that week, and then some days I'll take like 3 or 4 days off. Like, it's literally just if I need it when I need it. Like, if I wake up, if I've done like a 9-hour stream the day before and I feel like a train wreck, I will not stream. Like, if I feel really overwhelmed, I won't stream. But it's like, I feel like I can't plan that ahead of time, you know? If I have a meeting and then it's like, I don't know if the meeting's going to go good or bad. So it's like, if the meeting's gone well, then I'm going to be so happy on stream. So I don't, like, you know what I mean? I feel like it's not necessarily the best because it makes you feel very guilty when you ditch. And it's like, I have the worst, like, I have the worst like thing ever where like I feel like I overpromise sometimes and then I feel really bad, so I like wait to tell people that I'm not streaming that day. But still feel like it's better for me than taking days off that I don't want to take off, because then I'll take the day off and I'll be like, bro, I want to stream so bad, but then like 2 days later when I need to stream, I'll be really tired on stream.
Okay, so you strategically take days off when you know you're not gonna have the energy. When you know it's an off day, you take it off. And do you just announce it on Discord?
Yeah, I announce it on Discord. So it's like, and I feel like that is honestly probably the reason that you think I'm so happy all the time, is because I don't, like, I try really hard to not stream when I'm feeling that down, because it's like, I always feel good when I stream, because when I don't feel good, that's when I don't stream.
I like that. I that's a good strategy, because you do always want to put your best foot forward. And so when it comes to Discord and community match, is Discord your community management place? Is that where you talk to your fans? Is that how you mainly keep them engaged? Like, how do you do your community engagement, actually? What do you do outside of Twitch for community?
I feel like it's all Discord. I mean,
all Discord.
I feel like it's all Discord. I feel like people come... okay, how do I say this? like... I'm talking to chat the whole time I'm streaming. But even if I wasn't there, like, even if I vanish tomorrow, I'm not like the main focus. I feel like, because we've created such an amazing community. It's like, say people want to play Marvel Rivals, then there's like there's a community of people. So it's like, they have friends to play Marvel Rivals with, they have friends to play Smite with, they have friends to play games with and do stuff with. So it's like I'm here while I stream. Obviously, sometimes I say things on Discord, but Discord isn't about me. Discord is like about the like people making friends. And it's like, even if I didn't stream that day or something, like, people can still do stuff together.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's really great. And did you do anything to like start that? Like because when you first started Discord, it's like crickets, right? How do you get your community to engage and become friends, you know, with each other?
I'm so sorry, Mika.
No, go ahead.
Could you repeat that last sentence again?
Yeah. So, when you first start your community Discord, right, it's like crickets. Like, people aren't really talking to each other. They're not making friends with each other. Did you do anything to kind of cultivate that environment of, like, friendship making? How do you get your community members to, like, you know, play games with each other? Because, like, my Discord is... kind of not very active.
I feel like just pushing the culture, like, so it's like I will play games with people on the Discord sometimes, like, not live. I'll just play games with people on the Discord. And then I'm like so happy when people I like leave and then people do that. Oh my gosh, the happy, like, I feel so happy when I like see people in voice chat. I'm like,
me too. I get so happy when I see people hanging out in any shape or form. Like, if somebody just like writes a message in my general chat, because my Discord is kind of like really quiet, if I see two people conversing in my Twitch chat, like in my Discord chat, and it's not about like Regine and Bob's and something actually like a discussion, I get so happy.
I feel like as well, though, like, I'm not gonna sit here and lie. I am like lucky with stuff like that. It's like there are a lot of people in my community that have cultivated the community. Like, it's not just me. Like I feel like as a streamer, you can be like, oh, join the Discord, like do stuff on Discord, da 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 da. But I feel like it's it only starts with a few people. Like, just a few people being on the Discord and being nice to people and saying hi. And, you know, when someone says good morning, like, asking them and saying good morning. It starts with that. And then, obviously, if there are a few people, then it builds. So I feel like I've been so lucky in just having people that have helped me. Well, it's not just me. It's, like, It's that the community. It's like I'm live. Yeah. But I feel like the community has nothing to do with me. Like I could leave and then still be a community. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I love that. I absolutely love that. Like that's kind of like one of my goals of 2025 is how to make my community feel more comfortable with each other. And maybe my Discord is too much about me. Maybe I need to like create a lore in my Discord and say I just killed myself on Discord. It's yours.
I feel like it is luck. I feel like it's
yeah
it's definitely a few people. Yeah. I mean, obviously that there is stuff about me, like I still feel like not bad, but I still feel like, you know, like, oh my gosh, it's like when I see like gifts of myself and stuff, I'm like, bro, if someone could have like told me like 3 years ago that I was like gonna go on a Discord server and people are gonna like made gifts of like me like waving that
stream. I know. Like,
I love, like what?
I know. Oh my god. So I have a community member actually. I want to shout him out because he's doing such a good job. His name is Open My Eyes, and he is creating GIFs and he's actually super active. He's also doing Reddit. I want to shout him out because like I just want to thank him a lot for that because it means so much to me. Like seriously, Open My Eyes, Giga Chad. Like if it wasn't for you, I would feel I would feel so in the black hole of like just hopelessness. But like he's like my light in my candle. He's awesome. He's awesome.
Like, yeah, and that's what I mean. Like I feel like it only takes a few people to start it off. Yeah. But I honestly feel like community is like the most important thing to me out of everything. Because it's like I could be like, oh, like look how many views I got. Like, oh my gosh, like I got a like oh this many million or this many 100,000 views on this. But it's like, okay, but there are say 100 people that you spend all day every day with, and it's like if those people don't like you or if those people are funny or if like, do you know what I mean, that changes your whole life. It's like that changes if you enjoy streaming by just like a few people, and that's cultivated by them enjoying being that. And then not only like you can be the best streamer in the world and you can be the best person in the world, people aren't just gonna be that because of you, you know what I mean? Like they're gonna be there because they also like the other people.
Yes. It's literally, that's why it's so important, I think, to have a nice chat, right? It's because that is, I mean, honestly, like I feel like the a lot of the stream is the chat, you know? A lot of the stream is the chat.
Chat's so much funnier than me.
I agree.
I steal 90% of my jokes and just pretend that I made them up myself.
Oh my god, no, I think chat makes Twitch streaming so much more enjoyable. Like I also read off chat a lot. Like I see something funny and they're like way funnier than me. Actually, that's I have another question about that actually, because like whenever I watch your streams, it's so engaging because you know what to react to and you're like so good at improv. I don't it's just natural. It's just natural. You just keep on going. Were you always like this? Were you always like just really good at just jiving with
the
chat?
Sounds like the most stupid. Like, okay. Sorry.
Is it Logan Paul thing? Oh my god, it's Logan Paul again! I guess they're right!
I was gonna say it's worse. What I'm about to say.
Oh my god, okay, yes.
This is the cringest thing that I'm
ever gonna say. Oh no, there's another one. Okay, tell me. I'm very curious.
Okay.
Yes.
Hear me out. How do I say this?
Okay.
Sometimes I go through phases, okay, in life.
Uh-oh. Yes.
Where I'm like, Lydia, you need to remember to think about what you're saying.
Okay, valid.
And if it helps, it makes my stream. I go through the phase, okay, of thinking about what I'm saying, okay? Followers, boop. Views, boop. Okay? I AFK on stream, boop. Yeah. I'm thinking about what I'm saying, boop. I forget and I don't think about what I'm saying, boop. And it goes through phases, you know, of like a month where I like remember that I'm like self-aware, and then remember like, and then I forget, and then I go back into like not being self-aware.
Wait, Wait, hold on. When you say think about what you're saying, like, what do you mean? Can you elaborate? What do you mean by that?
So like, no, I can't.
Wait,
Okay,
I'm a
I'm
little
sorry. Okay.
confused.
So
Yeah.
like, okay, how do I say this? So, no, I actually don't know. Okay, how do I explain this? So like, say you are, you're like, oh, Lydia, I like your skirt today.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I could be like, thanks, Miko, smiley face, you know?
Yeah.
But like, if I think in my head, like, wow, there are thousands of people watching me. Okay.
Yeah.
They probably want to hear something interesting right now. Let me
Yeah.
take a millisecond in my mind to
Yeah.
come up with an
Yeah.
interesting response instead of
Yeah.
just an autopilot AFK response.
Yes.
And like,
Yeah.
and if you do that enough times, just like
Yeah.
literally, instead of coming up with like an AFK response, think about what you're saying. Bro, your whole life will literally change. Like, it sounds like the most stupid thing ever. But like
No,
it
it's
works for every
not.
situation. It's like when I'm downstairs and I'm like talking
Yeah.
to the lady in the lobby. Okay, I could
Yeah.
be like awkward and like be like hi, or I could be like okay, I'm gonna think about what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna be cool right now, and I'm gonna be like,
Yeah.
oh my gosh, hi! Like your dog looks so cute today. Did it get like shit? Do you know what I mean? Because I just thought
Yeah.
about what I was gonna say before I said it.
And you practice this enough times and it just becomes faster. It becomes a skill.
You can
It's like
do it overnight.
improv. Really?
Yeah, no, because I go through
Oh, wow, okay.
phases in life.
Yeah.
So it's like I forget sometimes, and I like, you know when you come off on stream and you just autopilot. You autopilot
Yes.
everything you say. Say you're tired. It's like, just don't autopilot. It's like feeling like the opposite
Oh,
of
yeah.
autopiloting, and like it just changes your life. And I go through phases of autopiloting on stream, and then I
Yeah.
remember, bro, no one's gonna watch that. Like
That's
if you
true,
just come up with
yeah.
NPC R responses to everything people
Yes.
say, no one
Yes.
wants to watch that. Like, do you know what I
Yes.
mean?
Yeah.
Like,
No, this is really good advice.
I feel like you, or like I can't remember who I heard it from. I feel bad. I heard it from a really big streamer,
Yeah,
but
yeah.
they were like, always act like you have 100,000 viewers.
Yeah.
And like, if
Yeah.
you always, obviously, if I had 100,000 viewers, I'd be so nervous. But like, without the nervousness, like,
Right.
be like, do I deserve viewers for this response? Not at every
Interesting.
response, but just like try hard.
Yeah.
To be fair though, it makes you really tired, like really tired. Like when I like actually try and think about what I'm saying before everything I say, I will sleep for an extra few hours a night.
I mean, look, that's, do you get, I mean, for me, right? I think, like, when I stream, I have this adrenaline rush, and, like, you're, like, on
Oh my
constantly,
gosh,
you're
yes.
on. And then when you end stream, it's like, ugh.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm tired on stream. I know as soon as I'm gonna get off stream, I'm gonna crash.
Scratch out.
I remember on New Year's, okay, there was a piece of like smashed glass on the floor.
Yeah.
And I got like a big cut across my leg, and I didn't even feel it, because that's how much adrenaline I have on stream. I just looked out and I saw blood, and you know, I'm a girl. I was like, oop. I like
Oh
ran to
no.
the bathroom and I was like, wait, this is coming up my knee.
Oh.
My knee before it was like, bro, I've got a massive gouge in my leg, and like I didn't even feel it. So
Oh my God. Well, I'm glad you don't cut yourself every time you come out. Jesus, that's holy smokes. Oh my
but no.
God.
Yeah, adrenaline on stream. Oh my gosh, tell me about it. But I feel like you can have adrenaline and still AFK. Like, I feel like you can have
Yeah.
adrenaline and still be an
True.
NPC.
True. Were you
So,
ever, did you always think about what you said, or did this like click in your mind?
goes through phases of life. Honestly, I did it before
Yeah.
streaming. So, you know,
Okay.
I just, you know, sometimes I realize like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna try hard. Like, I'm gonna try, comma. No, not comma. I'm gonna try space
Yeah.
hard. You know what I mean? And
Yeah.
like trust, like it's not just the streaming. Like if you're watching this right now, like this could be for anything.
Like
I
social,
know
it's
it
being
sounds cringe,
social.
but like, oh my gosh, thinking, but like thinking just for a few seconds before speaking,
Yeah.
it makes you a funnier person. It makes you a kinder person. It makes you a better,
It's true.
like it's actually crazy.
No, it's true. No, it's true. It's literally, you can apply this to
OP strat.
just social life, you know?
Yep.
Like, I'm a social awkward person. unless I try to actually be a social person, right? Mm-hmm. Like, actually, streaming is such a skill for me because I'm a naturally shy person who doesn't like to talk. And then streaming, I have to force myself to just talk and be outgoing. And it's kind of similar, right? But except like you do add another layer of thinking about what you're going to say so that what you're putting out is entertaining.
Thing is, I find it really hard to think of what to talk about with people in real life. It's so stupid because I spend so much time on stream talking, and it's like you know, if you don't have anything to talk about, your brain's like, ah, and you figure something out really quick.
Do you do you get like chat though? Like do you read chat, and then does it like inspire you to like
think? Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have been able to do any of this without training.
Yeah.
After like 2 minutes, I'd be like, want to play Elden Ring?
Yeah, exactly. So you take stuff from chat, and then you think about a fun response to the chat, and you kind of keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I feel like, but it's so much easier with chat than people in real life. Like, I actually struggle so hard to think of what to say with people in real life. And I'm like, bro, I'm a streamer.
You were so natural. When we hung out, it was so, we just blabbered. You know, okay, I feel like that is
great. Obviously, with some people, like, it's easy to talk to you, Miko. And because we're, like, both streamers, so we have so much in common as well. You know what I mean? Like, it's
very easy. True. Like,
say I was, like, in a lift with someone.
Oh, my God.
We shared nothing in common. Yeah.
No, I don't like it when my Uber tries to talk to me. I don't like it.
Do you tell people you're a streamer?
Man, I try not to because I don't want, like, they ask me what I do for a living, and I say I do tech art.
That's awesome, because actually, like, you know about it, so
because I sometimes, like, when I feel brave or when I feel like it's a day to cause chaos, I say I'm a streamer, and then they're you know, but then, like, I always feel like when I tell them that, they assume things, you know, and that's why I don't like saying it.
Yeah. I had an accountant when I went to Australia.
Yeah.
Who was like, "It's okay, you can tell me if you do OnlyFans." I was like, "No, I don't." And he was like, "You know, I actually had like an 18-year-old come in with her mom the other day, and I was completely fine with it. I didn't judge it at all. You know, I don't judge anyone."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Pup, I don't. Okay, just what do you mean?" But you know, I actually get kind of worried because, like, people, like, bro, some people, like this accountant, he just yapped. And I was like, blood. He was, like, watching my streams and, like, saying stuff that I said from my streams. I was like, nah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Did not go with him in the end. But do you ever feel like, though, that, like, so I'm, like, really, like, I'm, like, really schizo about, like, stuff, like, where I live.
Yeah.
And, so I try really hard to not tell people where I, like, I stream. Once I yap to my hairdresser I stream. But, like, as soon as I say something or, like, I get caught in a lie and I'm like, oh, actually, yeah, I also stream as well, because I'm like, oh, and I'm an accountant. And then, like, I make up a job. But if I get caught in my lie, I'm like, oh, yeah, I also stream, whatever. But then, and then they ask me about streaming, because I feel like as soon as you ask, like, as soon as you say you're a streamer, bros have 50,000 questions.
Yes.
And then I'm like, I'm a really bad liar. But then afterwards, I always get really schizo about the fact that, like, they know where I live.
Yeah.
And they're like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you should, I would also recommend, just for privacy. Privacy is a luxury until you lose it. So you gotta hold on to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I totally relate. I also just feel awkward, honestly, just explaining my job. So I just, it's tech art.
I feel like guilty. Like, I feel like I can't sit there. Like, the lady doing my hair the other day, she was, like, doing my hair, and I was like, I play video games. I can't say that. Like, someone's, like, doing their, like, real job.
Yeah, no, I understand that, too. So, I want to ask you, like, about your looks. This is like for the girls, inspiration for the girls. Like, girl, like I, every time I look at your stream, right, you have a different outfit and it's always slay. It's always like, okay, I actually, you're inspiring my Komiko project a little bit because I'm like, I want to dress Miko and like Lydia always looks so cute. I want to always make sure that Miko also looks so cute. And I'm like, I'm so inspired by your outfits. Like, it's like you're, I want to make sure like Miko's dressing so cute too because you're inspiring me. I'm like, how do you, you're so fashionable. Like, how do you slay so hard every day? Like, do you have a lookbook? Like, where do you shop? Like, you know, do you set your outfits before the day before? Like, what are you doing to be so slay?
Well, okay, so this is what I do. I get my outfits off of Shein.
Oop. Me too.
And then
yeah,
so everything's off of Shein. Okay, yeah. I order way too much off of Shein.
Yeah.
I then I try it all on and I send everything back. So about 50% of the stuff will be sent back that I don't like. So I'm ordering stuff. I'm ordering because like, you know, when you order stuff, but like you want to play it safe because you're like if you only have one or two things to send back, you're not going to send it back. It's like I order crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm sending hundreds of pounds back. So it's like, it's like worth, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I buy everything that seems cool on the website, right?
Yeah.
And then the stuff that I like, I will take. Miko, you're actually me admitting all this stuff makes me look like such a widow. No. Naturally. this is so natural. What do you mean? So then all the stuff, all the clothes that I like, I will take a picture of myself in it. I will number it. So I have about 100 things in pictures that I number. And then I have a wheel that I spin for the day. And it lands on a number which is associated with a picture. And then that's what I'll wear that day.
You are one of the most fascinating women I've ever met. That is so cool.
It's so weird. It's so weird.
No, that is so cool. You are seriously one of the most fascinating women I've ever met. I think this is so cool.
Well, it means that you like, because you know you see some stuff in your wardrobe and you like don't pick it because like whatever. It means that I got to pick it, you know?
How do you, okay, so many questions. Okay, first, like, is this something that you do like once a month? Like, do you have like a haul day, one day in a month, and you do all the pictures, all the wheel stuff, and so you're set for the month?
No, I wear the same stuff quite a lot.
You know, wait.
Say that again? I wear a black skirt.
Yeah, I
wear the same stuff quite a lot. Yeah, you know, I have this black skirt and it appears in all of my outfits.
Yeah.
And I get bullied quite a lot for wearing the same black skirt. Actually, I have multiple of the same black skirt, so it doesn't count. But no, I feel like when I'm like, oh, I don't like any of my outfits, then I'll just buy some more clothes. But I don't like to mess it up because like my wheel is so like neat and tidy. Did I say I like routine? I like routine.
Wait, like is it like a physical wheel that you set up for yourself?
It's like a spin the wheel. I have a wheel,
like a physical
with
wheel.
Numbers on it. No. It's like this thing called Wheel Picker. So on my stream account, I have a wheel for like spin the wheel, and then on my like non-stream account, I have a wheel of numbers.
Wait. So and these guys have? Do you take a picture of your full outfit?
Yeah.
And I see. Then how do you?
So it's like I can navigate. So I know what like top goes with what socks goes with what skirt, and then it's like all like it's like planned together.
When do you have time for this? Like okay, so
this is in my 4.5 hours of admin a day. It sounds like you know you don't need 4.5 hours of admin. This is where the time goes, making a wheel of clothing outfits.
Okay, so like so this is actually like this is really fascinating to me because. Okay, so, like, obviously, that would take, like, a whole day, no? Like, of just doing the outfits and stuff?
Yeah, well, when I have... when I do a haul like that, it probably takes me, like, 20 hours?
Oh, my God,
so it will be split over, like, mornings that I'm not... Like, it will be, like, split over mornings, and then I'll stream in the afternoon.
I see. So how do you organize this whole thing?
You're making me look like a tryhard.
No. This is so fascinating. Like, how do you organize all of this, girl? Like, because you have your stream set up. You've got your clothes. You've got your Instagram stuff. You know, how do you organize this?
There's same thing for gym clothes. So I look cool in the gym.
How do you do this? Like, seriously, how do you spend, like, because, like, for me, how I would have to comprehend it is, like, I would have to spend, like, 1 or 2 days out of the month just organizing everything. Like, I would have to organize my organization.
Yeah.
Like, how do you do it?
Well, it really is just when I don't like my outfits anymore and I'm like, I need to spice it up.
Outside of the outfits, right? Outside of just, we're kind of zooming out from the outfits because we got outfits and then we also have stream content. We also have like admin stuff. We have so many different stuff that you have to organize. Like, how do you organize all of the organization?
So it's all in my routine. Like, it's all in my routine that like, so the things I listed. So Alexa plays funk music for ages.
Yeah.
And I do like the first set of my, stop. So I do like the first set of my like things, and then I go to a cafe, and then I do like the rest of my to-do list. Wow, I really look like a tryhard. This all happens naturally, Miko. Okay, everyone thinks I just do nothing. Okay, I kind of like that. Like, I would rather people think that I do nothing. Okay, because it makes me not look like a tryhard.
I honestly, dude, it makes me admire you 1,000 times, 100,000 times more, because it's. It's fascinatingly amazing. It's so, because these are all tips that I think girls who struggle with the same things, it'll help them out. Because like me, I don't understand fashion at all, right? But like, I never thought about like, just lay it out, get a whole bunch of stuff that I like, and then pick the stuff that I like and just return it all, you know? The simple tips like that, you know, I never thought about doing that, but that would help with my fashion so much. Lydia, you have no idea how much I struggle with Instagram pictures. Like, you know, I always see like girls like have amazing outfits and they're taking pictures like every single day, and I'm always like, how do they have all these outfits? You know, like, how do they have all these outfits? How do they put it together so well? Like, how?
Girl, like, it's like learning. It's like, I know what looks good on stream versus like Instagram. Like, I would never wear the same. I would never wear something on Instagram that I do at the brew. That sounds so cringe.
No, go.
Like, but it's just about learning. Like, like more like flowy stuff.
Yeah.
And like more obscure stuff looks better on Instagram. This is, I can't.
No,
I feel like every male is like, bruh.
Just. This is, we're having a girl
talk. This is for the girls. Okay, this is for the girly pop.
This is the girls. I'm actually very fascinated. You're saying that flowy. Wait, what'd you say about flowy stuff? And
so like Instagram would be more for obscure outfits. So like flowy, like less tight. Like, if you wear like a weird like tight fitting outfit on Instagram, it's not gonna look very good. It's gonna look more like formal and try hard. Yeah. If you wear more like stuff you'd wear in like a movie kind of thing, it looks more like natural. And then like this is so cringe.
No.
Like, I will plan out the like setting. So I have a lot of Instagram photos that I haven't posted because I don't have shorts, because you know, that YouTube thing. But I have a lot of Instagram photos, and it's like I got the inspiration. I like made like a spreadsheet with the like the background that I kind of wanted, with the facial expression that I kind of wanted, with the pose that I want, and they're like all from different things, and then I make like a vision board, and then like I do the photo.
I love that. I was gonna ask you about mood boards. I was like I'm thinking about doing a mood board for my Instagram. Do you think that's a good idea?
And mood boards are the best thing you can ever do in life, Miko. I think for the girly pops, okay, I know the guys are cringing. For the girly pops, okay, you gotta make a vision board, okay, of what you want, okay? And you gotta mix it with photos that like already exist. So it's like, I will go to like I would take a picture of my blueberries in like an aesthetic like setting. And then like I'll like put it on my vision board with like a real picture with like something that like I'm like manifesting.
No, I know. No, this is honestly, this is fascinating. It's really good tips. And the other problem I have with like Instagram photos is like, where do I go for settings, right? Because like I have my house, and then at some point you run out of space to shoot pictures, and you're like, what do you do? How do you, where do you go? You don't have that much money, right? And like, any tips on that for girls that, you know, don't have that much money, they can't really go to Bali to, not Bali, but like they can't go to like a hotel every time, you know, to take new photos. Like, any tips on how do you have variety on your Instagram photos?
I follow a lot of pretty girls on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah,
I follow a lot of pretty girls on Instagram, and I'm scrolling through for market research purposes, and I'm seeing what they're doing.
Me too.
Yeah. like I'm just because you know I these Instagram models, they can't do that either. They can't travel every day, and they're like posting every day. So you know, I just, it's an excuse to follow girls. I don't know.
Honestly, that's a good solution. Follow the girls that you like, and try to emulate what. Get ideas.
I mean, literally, like I said, I have a spreadsheet. So it's like photo number one of the day, and it would be like facial expression, like pose, outfit, background, like and sometimes hair. And like that's like my like thing. And then it's like photo number two, and I'll do the same thing.
And this is like every day. You do this like every day.
Oh no. I post like an Instagram photo a month. That's what I mean. That's what I mean. You can't.
Lydia gets all of this stuff done because she's super girl.
Because I feel like, at least for me, I'll just end up doing all of them badly. I enjoy Twitch the most. Yeah. I like Twitch, so I do Twitch. It's like everything else is like just like a thing on the side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, gotcha. So you have your one platform that you focus on, and then the rest you kind of do once a month here and there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because like if you have a manager that does everything for you, then like GG's, you're lucky. But the likelihood of finding a manager that like, it's like, obviously my manager was motivated. He owned 100% of the channel and took 100% of the revenue. It's like to find someone that doesn't own 100% of the channel who is really motivated is obviously much harder than what I had.
So
like everyone has a different situation.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, look, this is why would you, okay, why did you choose Twitch as your core focus? Is it the engagement with the community that you find the most enjoyment?
I find it so lonely to do like other stuff, I don't know, like sat there talking to a camera all day. I find it so lonely. Like I like the fact as well, because I have a really bad thing with like comparing myself to people, and I try really hard to like not like look at social media for that long, because I'm very, very bad at comparing myself to people. It's like you're at school and you're comparing yourself to like 180 other people, but there are 180 people that like you see yourself in like in person with every day. So it's like it is achievable to be like to get the top grade in maths. It is achievable. Things it is completely not achievable to like, obviously it's achievable to be the biggest streamer, but like, bruh, is it? Like, yes, it is. But like, you comparing yourself to the whole world.
Yeah.
And so I try, well, I have a bit of a problem with comparing myself to people. I can't, where was I going with that? Well, sympathy baiting, right?
No. Why do you enjoy Twitch the most? Why did you choose Twitch as your core platform?
Like, well, with other platforms, they're much more like algorithm. You need to get a lot more ideas. So you need to watch a lot more content. I feel much like I just feel lonely. It's like say you have a day of like filming YouTube videos.
Yeah.
I'm technically talking to people, but it doesn't really feel like it. You're just kind of sad on your own. It's like I do not feel like I'm sad alone at all.
Yeah.
When I'm with chat, I come on the stream and I'm like, I socialized for the day. Like, this was really nice. And I don't get that with another platform. I'm just like sad on my own camera in my kitchen.
No, I agree. I think that is the most. I agree that that's what I like about Twitch as well. It's rewarding because you get the social reward right away because you're engaged with your Twitch chat, you know, and you get to connect with your fans rather than like, I do feel like with YouTube videos, long form YouTube videos or short form, you're there's a kind of a disconnect with your fans. But then with Twitch, it's like you have direct engagement, and that makes it worthwhile for me.
You can like mod stuff on Twitch.
It's like
on YouTube, you'll scroll past nice comments, but you'll also scroll past a ton of mean comments. Maybe call me delusional, but I feel like when I am streaming, I am talking to my friends, okay?
Yes.
Because all the mean comments, they're getting removed.
Blasted.
So it's like, I feel like I'm not being judged. So I feel like I can come on and I can yap to my friends every day. When I put out a TikTok, okay, and I see all the mean comments, it does not feel like I'm talking to friends. Like, it really does feel like...
Yeah, no, I get that. I absolutely get that. When it comes to like your Twitch channel and like growth, like do you consciously think like I will do XYZ and I hope that this will grow my channel, or do you just come on and wait? Like, are you surprised by the growth? Like, what happens? How do you strategize your growth?
I really don't care that much, and I know I swear I really don't care that much. Like I want to come on and have a fun stream.
Yeah.
And it just so happens that coming on and having a fun stream means that you're having fun on stream, means that, you know, you're probably doing better content and other people are also having fun. You know, like just because I do like a big long to-do list and stuff, I'm not really doing it so much to grow. I'm more doing it like I would do that in my summer holidays. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I would do that for fun because I like setting goals. Like, I set a goal for my run and it's like, and then I come home and I do this. I'm not really doing it necessarily because I'm like, oh, I'm going to be a big streamer.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I love that because that helps you focus on what makes you happy. Right on stream, it's like, I want to do good content today, this is what I'm gonna have fun with today, and I'm just gonna do best at that and then forget everything else, because that helps you mentally as well. Because like, I feel like a lot of streamers struggle with viewership. Like, they look at viewership and it affects their mood, but by like focusing on like actually having fun in the content, you just kind of forget about that, right? If content is your metric for success, then you can be happy and feel successful despite the numbers.
So RNG. Like just because you got like a lot of viewers one day does not mean you should do the same thing and you'll keep getting viewers. Like, people will get bored. It's like just move on when you get bored. Move on when you want to do something. Because I'm sure there are a lot of people that are feeling the same way that you are.
So
if you come on and do what you want to do, you're probably going to be making other people happy as well.
No, agreed. Agreed.
Like, there are always people. It's like, obviously. It's like, if I want to like sit and watch a YouTube video, there are people like, Elden Ring time. And I'm like, bro, the amount that I want to watch this video just because they said Elden Ring time right now. But like, I know it's hard, but you just really have to avoid that, because there are lots of people like who not do want to do what you want to do, but you know what I mean? If you just do what you want to do, you will attract people that are interested in doing what you want to do.
Yes, exactly. You get attract the right crowd of people, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, imagine if I hated Minecraft, but I was like, bro, like when I first started streaming, the Minecraft streamers were like popping. I was like, obviously I don't hate Minecraft. It's fun.
Yeah,
Like, imagine if I was like, I hated it, but I was like, bro, these people are getting so many views from Minecraft. I'm going to become a Minecraft streamer. I would like, and I hated it. I would hate my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just.
And it would also show that it wouldn't be as fun, because it would show because you're not enjoying it. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you ever look at your viewership? Like, does that, do you look
I don't
at
have
your
my viewership
stats?
On. I no. would be so
yeah.
sad.
Yeah, me too.
Do I look at my stats? I mean, you need to know them, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, say a sponsor's like, how many viewers do you have? You can't be like, no.
100?
like, I know at the end of streams, but it doesn't, like, no. Like, I don't, like, go to my stats at the end of the day. Because it, like, actually is going against... Like, it's, like, so random. It's, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it's half term right now. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know with half term, apart from the fact that I go outside and see a load of kids and I'm like, why are there loads of kids right now? But like everything affects. It's like viewer numbers go up in summer holidays. Viewer numbers. It's like it just because you had high viewers does not mean you get it like did a good stream and vice versa. Like it could just be a really dead day on Twitch.
Yeah.
But you still had a banger stream. And some of the most banger streams are actually dead days on Twitch because it's like only your community that. So you and the boys. It's like you and the boys.
You and the boys. You and the boys. And girls.
And girls.
You know, I think you actually have a large female audience. I think so. I see names in your chat. I watch your stream. I see names in your chat and I can tell they're girls. And I think you attract a lot of women. Because like a lot of girls look up to you, I think. I definitely they definitely feel inspired by you too. You know, it's true. It's true. And like you have a community that's safe for girls. I love that too because like a lot I feel like a lot of Twitch communities, you know, even if it's female or male, their environment is a little bit less girl friendly, but I feel like your Twitch is like both girls and boys. And so I think you attract a lot of women like me. It's true. It's true.
I'm a girl. People are cute right now.
Yeah. Oh my god, do you ever like ask your audience like who here is a girl and everybody starts saying that they're a girl?
Yes. You know, yes. Oh my gosh, no, Miko. I saw a community of full girls the other day on Twitch. I didn't know it even existed.
No, there are.
I know. It was a Sims 4 streamer. I can't remember her name.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It was actually the craziest thing to see ever. Like they were all like, you know, like Hamster Pweez, but Hamster Pweez has like a bow.
Yes.
Bro. They were all spamming that emote. I was like,
oh my God.
It was crazy.
You would find the girls in the Sims category. Girls love Sims. I love Sims.
I loved Sims.
I love Sims. Oh my God. I played Sims like multiple times on my channel. Like, see, that's one thing about how you said, see, like, you gotta
guys
do.
Guys don't get it as much.
No, they don't. They don't get it as much. Sims is fun. But yeah, like, I totally relate to the whole, like, do what you want. Because, like, before, I also kind of struggled with, like, oh, I gotta do things that, like, my audience wants, the things that my get-go was my viewership. But, like, now I kind of gotten over it as well. And, like, the other day, I was just playing Sims games, and, like, my viewership would drop. But it's like, when you just focus on just making the content fun, it really, really helps getting out of that viewership anxiety.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, bro, Jinxie carried, like, you know Jinxie, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She's huge, like 150,000 average viewers.
Yeah.
He brought Rainbow Six Siege back to life. Like, it was like a dead game. Before he did it, you would be like, no one's going to get big playing. Like, you're not going to get 1,000 players playing Rainbow Six Siege. Never mind be, like, the top 5 biggest streamers of the year.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, I don't want to say Jinxie won Streamer of the Year, but I'm pretty sure he won Streamer of the Year last year.
He did. Yeah.
And like, bro, to say, like, he like solely plays Rainbow Six Siege. Like, what? But it's just because he's having fun and actually making it entertaining. I feel like that, I don't know, that's the most important thing.
Yeah. No, I think that's a very inspiring. That's actually, I did not know. I didn't think about it that way. But that is actually a really inspiring, inspirational story. Because, yeah, you're right. Like, he chose a game that was not successful on Twitch. But he loved it. And he was having fun with it. And he blew that game up himself. And it's actually, well, you know, like, relatively, right? It's actually,
yeah,
like,
he did. Like, he literally just fully did.
Yeah. Like, it actually goes to show that really it's don't follow should you follow trends, do you think? Because there are streamers that do follow trends, that do find success in doing that. But I guess
here and say that it's not fun to have a popping stream.
Yeah.
Like
right.
Like I did I played Marvel Rivals like a few days ago.
Yeah.
And I had like a really rare drop, and I was one of the only 4 people in Europe to have this really rare drop.
Oh wow, nice.
And it's like And it's like, oh my gosh, to have that many viewers, it was like cool. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna remember that forever because it was cool.
Yeah.
But like, again, at the same time, it was a lot of people being like, just play the game, and it's like, but like, you know what's also cool? Like streams that don't get that many viewers, but you're hanging out with your community. Like, I feel like variety is important. Like,
variety is important. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's another question I have is like variety, right? So there is one of the advice that I've gotten from various streamers, right, is focus on one thing. And
what?
I know. And so that actually, like, it kind of effed my brain a little bit because I was a variety streamer, right? And I was getting a lot of like advice that I need to focus and hone in on one thing and be good at one thing. And I'm kind of all over the place, like, even with identity. Like, I have myself, I have tech, I've got Code Mika, who's a VTuber. I sometimes, you know, do the most random things on stream.
Much more interesting, right? Because you do so many different things.
That's where, like, I'm actually, you're kind of catching me on this, like, journey right now of trying to figure out who I am, because I am, as a variety streamer, I'm just, like, all over the place. Like, I'm like, what is my brand, you know? And, like, how do you figure that out, right? Like when you look at, like, Pokimane, you just, like, Pokimane has, like, a brand, right? She plays games. She's a girl gamer. But now she's like branched out to a whole bunch of other stuff with fashion and stuff. But she did start off as like a Fortnite game streamer and then
League before that.
Oh,
she played League. And then she played Fortnite. And then she played Valorant.
Yeah.
And she does loads of things. You know,
But I guess my question is like, but she had like one focus, right? And then she like blew up from that focus. Like, I want to know, I guess I'm just going through kind of like an identity crisis because I feel like my brand is everywhere and I don't know how to focus on my brand, you know? Like, as a variety streamer, help me, Lydia. Please put some clarity in my mind because I'm struggling with this at the moment.
Confused. Okay. I'm sure the person that told you to focus on one thing is very smart.
Yeah.
Very smart. But yeah. IMO, I couldn't disagree with that opinion more.
Okay.
I feel like Pokimane and Valkyrie and all these people, they have such a brand because people aren't watching them for the game. They're watching them for them. If Pokimane only played Fortnite, then she would be a Fortnite streamer.
Yeah.
But she doesn't. She started on League, Fortnite, Valorant. She plays a ton of new games when they come out.
Yeah, true.
Like, and it's like, bro, I don't think I have a single person that watches me for my Elden Ring gameplay. Single person that watches me even my Marvel Rivals gameplay. I'm not the best gamer at any particular game.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm so lucky because it's helped me build a community of like people that want to hang out together.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the case. Obviously, there are people that like are really, unless you're like a pro player, maybe you are, Miko. I'm definitely not.
I'm really, really bad at gaming. Like, really bad at gaming. Like, I wouldn't even be able to play Elden Ring. Like, I would just die over and over again. Like, I'm so bad at gaming. It's actually really, really, it's bad.
But, like, that's the whole point. And that's, like, nice. Because then people watch you for you. And I feel like that's having a brand. If you'd only play one game.
Yeah.
Just watch you for your gameplay. That's, like, not having a brand. That's
true. No, you're right. I guess I need to, like, I think I also have like this, you know how I have a VTuber, Code Mika, and then I have me, myself.
Mm-hmm.
I have like two different people, and I think that's like adding to my confusion of like, who am I? You know when Zoolander found out that he doesn't want to be a male model anymore? Have you watched Zoolander?
I have not watched Zoolander.
Oh my god.
Okay, Miko, I hate to say this. I'm so sorry.
I do need to go on a mission. Yes, you do have to go. Okay.
We could do part two. Pause, chat.
Okay, I would love to do part two if you're down. Dude, the time went by so fast.
Right, bro, it's been 2 hours. I'm actually so sad. And it's like not even like we were late. Like we weren't late.
Yeah, we
were
late.
It was like
late.
A full 2 hours.
Oh my god, time went by so fast. Dude, I learned so much. Girl, you are I am even more inspired by you, and you are such an angel. Like, seriously, like, I had such a fun time on the podcast. Thank you so much for coming. I learned a lot. You're a genius. Don't let anybody down. You're a fucking genius. And
I told you that I have good lighting and my camera's far away and you're calling me a genius.
There's 100 reasons why you are such a genius and an inspiration, and it literally helps so many people, not just with business, social life, content creation. This podcast was amazing, Lydia. I feel privileged to be your friend, and I can't wait to, you know, till we talk again.
It's not goodbye. It's to be continued. It's not goodbye. It's to be continued. It's part two. Coming soon.
We have to have a whole end of like end.